was a happy home. That's the way I remember it. Carmel doesn't remember it like that. And Denise won't talk about it at all because I think it would mean that she'd have to take a side. Mine or Carmel's. I remember lying in my cot, just below the bedroom curtain that was blowing in and out over me. The curtain had flowers on it. The sun was on the wall when the curtain blew into the room. There were noises from downstairs, the radio and my mammy humming and putting things on the table. I was warm. Carmel was asleep in her bed. Denise wasn't born. That's the first thing I can remember. I think it's all the one memory, that it all happened at the same time. I think it's true. I'm not sure, but I think there's another part. My father in the coal shed scraping coal off the floor into the bucket. The screech of the shovel on the concrete. If it did happen, then it must have been the weekend because the fire was never lit on weekday mornings. I don't trust that bit because I always loved that noise. Something about it. Even now. Maybe knowing that there was a lovely big fire coming. The cot was white, chipped, so that some of the wood underneath showed. There was a picture of a fawn at the end where my head was. I thought it was a dog, until years later when my daddy took it down out of the attic for Eddie. When I saw it again, I was 11. It was a fawn. I checked the chips where the white was missing to see if it was the same cot. It was. When I think of happy and home together, I see the curtain blowing and the sun on the wall and being snug and ready for the day before I start thinking about it like an adult. I see flowers on the curtains, but there were never flowers on the curtains in our room. I asked my mammy when I was over there last week, did we ever have flowery curtains? And she said no, they'd never changed them, always stripes.